The check presentations took place during Mayor Dan Sullivan's weekly press conference. Happily gathered in City Hall's 8th floor conference room were representatives of Alaska's Children's Services, Alaska Junior Theater, American Red Cross of Alaska, and Green Star. Before handing out the checks, the mayor explained the selection process.
The recipients are drawn at random through a drawing that benefits the generosity of those who buy tickets to the ball and those who donate auction items that bring in thousands of dollars. So we'll draw the next year's organizations for next year's ball in just a moment.
The mayor then announced how this year's record $208,000 pie was being divided.
Alaska Children's Services, $49,380. Alaska Junior Theater, $55,684. American Red Cross, $51,590. Green Star, $51,639. Yeah.
The differing amounts reflect how much each nonprofit's particular silent auction made. The general seating and charity ball auction proceeds are divided evenly. None of the recipients knew in advance the amount they were receiving, but they all had planned uses for the money. Michelle Houlihan, Red Cross Chief Executive Officer.
The funds that we're receiving today will definitely come in handy. Just in the past 7 days, we've responded to 7 single-family home fires throughout the state of Alaska. So these are critical funds that are desperately needed.
In tough economic times like this, there's very little funding available for nonprofits that is discretionary.
Jim Malley, President and CEO of Alaska Children's Service.
That is that we can put it to where its greatest need is. And certainly there are about 150 youngsters who are going to really get a lot better treatment and are going to be ready to go back and be successful in their lives because of these dollars.
The executive director of Alaska's Junior Theater, Lane Dries, knew exactly where its money would go.
All of this money will go towards scholarships for kids to see performances at the Performing Arts Center and to be bused in. You would not believe the cost of busing to bring 50,000 kids to the Performing Arts Center, so this goes a long way to helping us do that.
Green Star's executive director, Kim Koval, relished not only the check, but the entire charity ball process.
Holy cow! You guys rock! On behalf of Green Star, we were just so impressed with the mayor and with the committee and all the hard work. It was fantastic working with our other 3 charities as well, and we're just so incredibly grateful. This is going to really help us expand services throughout the state of Alaska and promoting really smart green ideas for businesses and helping them, you know, help with the environment and also with their businesses so that they can be sustainable as well.
After distributing the checks, the mayor then drew next year's charity ball nonprofit beneficiaries from 3 groups of applicants, 2 from Health and Human Services, 1 from the Arts, and 1 entitled Miscellaneous Anchorage Nonprofits. Those drawn for next year's mayor's charity ball were the American Diabetes Association, Programs for Infants and Children, The Music Machine, and the Anchorage Citizens Coalition. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.